Blog Talk Radio.
Your vision statement is in the works, or maybe you've just completed one that really speaks to your future. Now you need a mission statement that is relevant, concise, and clearly states who you are right now. A vision statement speaks in your future, a clear mental picture of your foreseeable future. Your mission statement describes you presently and how you are identified presently, who you are right now, what you do, and who you serve. In today's show, we'll detail essential items for the mission statement and take you through a step-by-step process that will take you through completion. And we'll explain why your mission statement needs to get upgraded periodically to make sure it's relevant for your personal plan of action. Get your pen and paper out, and let's get busy crafting your mission statement. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas. It is not snowing today. I'm happy about that. I'm in Boston, out and about, and bringing the show live. But I'm excited because all month long, we've been talking about ways where you can repackage yourself, reinvent yourself, do something that will keep you focused and rejuvenated and certainly relevant for today's time. We started off talking about just a strategic plan for goal setting that is more in line with something that you can have for 18 months or longer. And then last week we talked about setting up a vision statement. So we're continuing the process now, and we're going to differentiate a vision statement from a mission statement. But before we do that, I want to present to you some information about a wonderful a breakfast event that I am having in February 1st. Really excited about it. And also keep in mind the cruise that is coming up on April 13th to the 20th. We'd love for you to go on the cruise. You can find out more about it at msfconnect.com, msfconnect.com. And go there, check it out. We'd love for you to have your thoughts in mind and make your decision by January 31st. Come cruise with us to Puerto Rico, St. Martin, and St. Kitts. There's lots of information on the website and some interviews that we've done earlier where you can find out about the ship. You can find out about our wonderful tour presenter, Dr. Ada McKenzie, who will be with us throughout the tour. She is a professor at the College of the Bahamas, and also the owners and operators of the ship Celebrity Series. One of their representatives, Jim Marini, is also one of our presenters with the interview on the website. So lots of information, lots of reasons why you should go with us. But we'd like for you to find out more about our February 1st breakfast. So here is a wonderful, wonderful announcement about it. Stay tuned.
Our 20th Black History Empowerment Recognition Breakfast promises to bring excitement and real value to everyone who attends. In partnership with the Commonwealth Compact, the event will be held on Friday, February 1st, 2013, in Ryan Lounge at the University of Massachusetts Boston campus. Our special guest speaker will be Cassius Cash, the first African-American superintendent of the Boston National Historic Park and Boston African-American Historic Site of the National Park Service. And performing live will be featuring the Voices of Renaissance, the award-winning children's choir who just returned from their second performance at the White House. It's a breakfast you won't want to miss. Tickets are $50 each or a discounted $30 for members of the Multicultural Symposium Series. Tables of 10 and other sponsoring levels are also available. Network with results with business professionals throughout the greater Boston area. And get ready to kick off Black History Month with excitement as we pay tribute to our American heroes, past and present. For more information, visit www.msfconnect.com or call Carol Copeland-Thomas at 508-947-5755.
Hey, I will look forward to having you at our wonderful breakfast. I'm so excited. And, companies are buying tables. We're going to have a great crowd there, and we definitely want to have you in attendance. It's my 20th breakfast that I had as an idea that started in the year 2000, and now 13 years later, we had a couple of years where we had double breakfast events, one in the fall and one in the spring. We cut it back to one and then added on the multicultural conference series in the fall, and that really adds up to 20 breakfast events. I've honored many people, had lots of great speakers, and had fantastic friends and colleagues and business associates who have come. It's a great networking event. We always involve students and young people, and I'm just so excited about the wonderful choir, the Voices of Renaissance, that will be performing. They were at the White House in December, and they were also at the White House in 2011 in December, where the president greeted them along with the first lady. So it's just a star-studded crowd, and you just want to be there, and we want you to be there. So please just dig deep and bring your friends and do come. So you can go again to www.mssconnect.com, sign up. And if you sign up between now and Friday, January 18th, we'll throw in a terrific prize. We'll give you a TJ Maxx gift card and a wonderful women's health book that now is a limited edition. And we'd love for you to get that. So when you register between now and Friday, we will throw in those two items. So get ready for a great, great event. Let's move on now and let's talk about a mission statement. And all of this, I really always have to give credit to my pastor, because I didn't make any of this stuff up. I belong to a wonderful church in Boston for 20 years now. And every January, we have Vision Month. And I remember in the early days, there was a statement that was always present. That was our mission statement. So the church body that I belong to, the faith-based organization, has always had a mission statement and then elaborates and spends a lot of time on the vision statement. So I've adopted this for personal use so that we're not just looking at companies or organizations or faith-based organizations. We're looking at how people can have both a mission statement and also a vision statement. And that's the exciting part about it. Let me just backtrack a little bit and tell you the difference. Last week we talked about a vision statement, a clear mental picture of the foreseeable future, and I would encourage you, if you didn't have a chance to hear that show, go back. You can listen to the archives. Any of these shows that we broadcast are archived at blogtalkradio.com/globalcarol, and that's Carol with an E. So you can go and listen to that show, listen to the earlier shows, because really started this off at the end of last year, just this whole series on goal setting, vision statements, and mission statements as well. So you can go back and review all that information at your leisure. So we talked about a vision statement and how you need that, and I'm going to share with you the difference. Most specifically, once you establish your vision statement, it probably is not going to change much. You may tweak it. It may get modified slightly. But from my experience, and I've been doing this now since in earnest since 1997, 1998, so that goes on, it's like 15 years. For 15 years, I have had a vision statement, and the vision statement that I've had has not changed. One word, it has not changed. And I actually have the vision statement and my mission statement at my blog. You can go to tellcarol.com. That's TellCarole.com. And under the blog section of my website, you'll see all my blogs, and you'll actually see both my vision statement and my mission statement under today's blog. So my vision statement has not changed, and that vision statement is: Carol Copeland Thomas will capture the essence of the human spirit by delivering messages of hope, interconnection, purpose, courage, and faith to people throughout the world. And I explained in last week's program the origin of it, how it has been very meaningful and very relevant in my life, and the significance of it and how I literally grew into that statement. A vision statement is broad enough and expansive enough where you grow into it. It's not anything that is custom fit. It's fit to you, obviously, but it is expansive so that you are stretching beyond yourself and moving in a direction so that you ultimately can reach that vision statement, or you are reaching that vision statement with the actions and the services and the things that you do in life. And that's very typical, even with companies and organizations where they create a vision statement that is extremely broad and far-reaching. So your personal vision statement really is not going to be any different. Now, this is the difference with a mission statement. A mission statement is who you are right now. It describes you, your activities, your job responsibilities, your characteristics, your activities, your leadership function, all of those describing who you are at the present. So the mission statement is always going to be more detailed and longer than your vision statement. And the language is going to be, it will use current and active verbs that represent today, right now. So a mission statement is derived from whatever you're doing. Again, this can be set up for you personally as someone who has retired, someone who worked a long time in the workplace and now you're doing other things. Maybe you're involved with some creative activities or work in the community or nonprofit work or voluntary work. So obviously your mission statement today is going to be very different than whatever a statement had been when you were working a 9-to-5 job. Contrary to the fact that if you are currently an entrepreneur like I have been for 26 years, you're going to have to look deep in terms of how relevant are you today and what kind of statement can you create today that will best represent who you are as a business person, a leader in the community, et cetera. So a mission statement, detailed, much longer and current to today's activities. A vision statement typically will be much shorter, but will use sweeping, expansive language because it is representing a clear mental picture in the foreseeable future, and it's something that you grow into over time. Now, let me just share with you how I derived this statement that I have. In fact, I've actually been working on this statement for a while, and it changed and modified significantly last year for a number of reasons. I was working on a project, and I'm still working on that same project, and I needed to represent myself and my business in a way that was very comprehensive and also contemporary. And I realized that my business services in many ways have changed significantly over the last 5 to 10 years, primarily because of technology. I am covering many of the same subjects that I've covered for the last 20, 25 years. Diversity, multiculturalism, leadership, the empowerment piece has been picked up probably the last 14 years. But the way that I deliver these programs and cover these topics has changed significantly. Yes, I still do keynote speeches. I am still involved in training. I actually ran 2 training programs this week for a client, and this past weekend was involved with a women's conference and did training there, ran a workshop there. So those essential sort of flagship programs will always be a part of C. Thomas & Associates and Carol Copeland Thomas. But this very radio program originated from a terrestrial radio program that I was a part of here in Boston, again, 14-plus years ago, where I would physically go into a radio station and put on the earphones and pull up the microphone and work with my audio engineer, and we would do the show. That's how the show was done for several years. And then evolution and technology take over. And so I then found myself involved with dealing with technology and doing a show on the Internet, which I'd happily do anywhere. So I can literally be anywhere in the world and get involved with this kind of format. So the format and the delivery system of how I do business is so different now, I needed to change my mission statement. So my mission statement before described me as a speaker, trainer, and consultant focused on diversity, multicultural, and empowerment services. That's who I was probably up until maybe 5 or 6 years ago. But because of technology, certainly because I started the Multicultural Symposium Series, which is an online, on-the-air, and face-to-face initiative involving the conference, involving the breakfast and the other activities, I now look at myself this way, and this is my mission, my updated and upgraded mission statement. And again, for my friends who have just joined me in the chat room, hello. You can go to my blog today at tellcarole.com, T-E-L-L-C-A-R-O-L-E, and you can find out information. You can actually see these, my vision statement and the mission statement I've created for myself. You can see them both at my blog. So this is my mission statement that came together last year. Carole Copeland Thomas is a proven content provider delivering her global diversity, multicultural, leadership, and empowerment services through conferences, special events, leadership retreats, training programs, products, books, an electronic newsletter, a members-only website, a webinar series, a magazine, and a radio broadcast. So that, in a nutshell, describes who I am and has been packaged together for this mission statement. Let me just read it again for you so you can just grasp it. The most important words that are here, and I'll tell you why they're important, are proven content provider. Let me just read the whole statement again. It's long, but it's important because it is comprehensive. So don't worry about the length of your mission statement. If you need extra words and if you need extra paragraphs to really describe you, you Inc., you comprehensively so, then that's fine. But your vision statement is probably going to be much shorter. And again, the language that you're going to use will identify this futuristic perspective of you. But the mission statement is you right now. So again, Carole Copeland Thomas is a proven content provider delivering her global diversity, multicultural, leadership, and empowerment services through conferences, special events, leadership retreats, training programs, products, books, an electronic newsletter, a members-only website, a webinar series, a magazine, and a radio broadcast. Now, I may have missed a couple of things, but I can always pick them up because, again, the mission statement should be altered, modified, and updated. And I would dare say probably every year, 18 months, you really want to take a hard look at this and see if there is another way for you to package yourself. Now, I said to you, proven content provider were important words with me. Because I do business both electronically and face-to-face and on the radio, obviously, my services have morphed into me becoming a content provider. That's buzzword language that is used, it's used a lot in broadcasting, to represent an entity that can provide resourceful and informative information in a variety of different for a variety of different platforms. So I can stand up as a speaker and give a keynote address, which I'll do on Martin Luther King's birthday. I can do that. And I can also sit where I'm sitting right now and deliver similar information over the airwaves electronically through the internet show that I'm doing now. So it's a matter of me providing content and information to an audience, no matter where they are, whether they're listening to the internet program, the internet radio program, if they're listening as they did this past weekend with this fabulous women's retreat, the learning experience that many of us participated with in New Brunswick, New Jersey, 600 women. It was fabulous, and I was a speaker there. So there was a face-to-face audience, and we talked about effective meetings, and that was also me providing content for that particular audience. So I look at myself now much more so than a speaker, but as a content provider, providing information, relevant information for the audience at hand. So you'll need to figure out, again, the correct language that will describe you as a person, a person who is providing a service or goods. Now, I know I have my friends who are listening on the phone. I know I have my friends listening in the chat room. Please feel free to ask questions. But I'm going to take a stab at opening up the phone line, and I believe this is my friend Beverly Munn and Joni Fagan. And Joni and Bev, are you on the line?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Great. I wanted to bring you in because you're a great example of two women who worked full-time, and you're both retired, but you still work an awful lot. And in many ways, you, Beverly, in particular, are a content provider because of the information that you have with the women's organizations that you're a part of. And Joni, I mean, you are a content provider, but also a great crafter and a creative talent, I would say. So just thinking about what we've talked about, and I've described myself, do you have words that you can think of that would describe the two of you and who you are to the outside world?
Joni? Well, for Joni, because I don't have the confidence that I need, and I don't know where my sister Beverly continuously tries to give me the confidence, but there's something that's born that has to come. I describe myself as a person that have been really gifted by God to be able to do many, many, many things. And sometimes it astounds me that I can do them. I can really do them. But I have this cheerleader in the background saying, Joni, you can do it. You can do it. And then when I do it and it's successful, I tell you I'm humbled. That I was able to accomplish it. This like this weekend, Carol and I was at the same conference.
Right.
Carol's her workshop was dynamite. It was electric. It was everything that you would want in a workshop, and you wanted to be a part of it. I did a workshop, and
that was equally the same. It was superb, absolutely superb. Go ahead, Joni.
Yes, but you know, until I finished it and I saw the reaction, I didn't realize that I had really done a good job. I went in there to do a job, good job. My sister told me, "You can do it. Once you start, you could do it," and I could. And I think the main thing is that you really, really, really have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you can accomplish these things. You might not get it right the first time, but by God, by the second time, you will know what you need. And I say anybody that's out there, entrepreneurs and all that, with the same problems that I have, you have to go forward. You have to keep moving forward, and you have to get a cheerleader. Get yourself a cheerleader. And there's nothing through God that you can't accomplish.
Well, coming off of that great workshop, Joni Fagan, I mean, you hear the energy in her voice, and she's past 70, still dancing. She danced for 7 years professionally with the Montreal Dance Company in Montreal, Canada, and just has had a very amazing life with working for the government, but now doing just amazing things in her own right. So, again, your conversation and your discussion is so beneficial because, first of all, I look at you as someone you've reinvented yourself, and secondly, you did a great job with that workshop. It was absolutely, it was fabulous. It was talking about life after 60, you know, how to really reinvent yourself as a retiree. And the room was electric, and at the end we all danced, and it was just really a lot of fun. But you are a content provider in your own right, delivering information, but I look at you more as an artistic content director, content provider, because of the creative talent that you always exhibit and the give that you always have. You write poetry, you dance, you now are a workshop presenter, you're a speaker. So again, a great opportunity and a great example of the kind of mission statement from someone who has developed into an artistic content provider. So, Joni, thank you so much for that. Bev, I look at you as someone extremely knowledgeable and learned and one who really collaborates and corrals, particularly women. You have a great way of corralling women. So I look at you as, just like Joni said, a cheerleader in your own right. But the kind of concrete information that you share and leadership skills that you share with so many women. So if I were to just sort of stick words in terms of describing who you are, I would say probably something like an experienced and seasoned master teacher or a master leadership coach, executive coach, those kinds of words, and then other words that would go on to describe the kind of work that you do. So for both you, Joni Fagan, and Bev Munn, thank you so much for allowing me to use you as my on-the-air guinea pigs for this experiment, but it certainly would behoove, I think, everybody to just have fun with the kind of mission statements that you can put together. Dr. Rhonda Waters is in the chat room listening, and she loves the energetic guests, so you ladies have gotten a real big shout-out, and I thank you so much. Even when I think about Dr. Rhonda Waters and how she has reinvented herself. She started off in corporate America working for the phone company here in Greater Boston. She then went on and got her doctorate. She started her business some years ago, more than 15 years ago. Still at it. She teaches online. She teaches. She's an executive coach. So I look at her skills and being able to package that together to describe who she is as an educator and someone who can facilitate the dialogues that people need if they're involved in career changes. She's an excellent expert in career coaching and career direction. So it is, you know, just a lot of fun to look at all my friends who are listening and look at you out there if you're really trying to struggle and figure out what's going on. And this is particularly helpful for those who are in a job change. If you're trying to put those resumes out there and you're looking for a job and you want a competitive edge, then I suggest that you figure out a mission statement for yourself so you can confidently walk into HR office of the person who is interviewing you, and you can deliver your mission statement. You can either read it or memorize it so that the person on the other side of the table can get a clear picture and say, oh, this person has spent a lot of time, they spent a lot of time really analyzing who they are. That's important. Most people don't know who they are, and this really is helpful so that you can describe who you are, who you serve, who you're connected to, and how you can be of service to people going forward. So you first need the vision statement, which may take you a little while to pull together, and then which is not very long, but certainly can serve you as it has me for now 15 years. and then a changeable mission statement that can change according to the year that where you're living, the current year that you're in. We're going to talk more about these subjects next week and then end up on January 30th. Thanks so much for listening. Great show. Thank you, those in the chat room and those on the phone. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. Have a great week. We will talk to you later. Have a great weekend.